So just on a little further, come on, Brach, let's get some more questions out on the floor. But ultimately, we're still going towards an understanding of this whole issue. Right, Kavod HaBriah is being docha, not being docha, all that stuff. Okay, so Tashma. We're up to Tashma v'salamta mehem. Okay? V'salamta mehem. Pa'om shatam salam mehem, pa'om shayinatam salam mehem. Because apparently, the pasuk implies that he's saying that you should be misalam.
You
I think it's the grammar is funny, v'salamta mehem. Because it should have said, don't be misalam. But it says, when you see it, and you're misalam, it says you shouldn't do it. So there's a lima that sometimes apparently it's written in the Isser is written in a funny way, which implies that sometimes you are misalam. There's a shows that doesn't have Veda there, but you're allowed to leave it go in certain instances. What are the instances? So it says, okay, it's not Ima Yakohe, no Yaveza Kvoro, so show Yazakin, Vein Ulti Kvodo, Osho Shamachta Maru Michel Chavero. So if you're a Kohen, in the basic Kvaros, you don't do a Shavas Veda, because it's your Kohen. You can't violate this or a Kohen. Or if you're a Zakin, it's not within your Kavod to start going and looking for an Aveda, so you don't have to. Right? Or if it's a Machtim or Shachem, you're going to make more money, I guess, in your job, and then he's going to gain by saving you. But the one Rishi Gemara is interested in? The middle. That he sees Zakin Shainu Zvichwodo, isn't Chayv to Shavu Saveda. So what kind of thing is this? So, I mean, it's like, but the mitzvah of a Shavu Saveda. So we say, your kavod is going to win out over a Shavu Saveda? Right? It's a mitzvah. You don't say, if it's not my kavod, take a lulav, then it's mutter. I don't have to take a lulav. There's no lach like that. Because, and why specifically? It says, why don't you say, what do you say? It's, I'm a Zakin and I have a lot of kavod. Yeah, but Kavod Shemayim. Right? So if you're telling me that Kavod Adam is nothing against Kavod Shemayim, right? So then how could you have halacha like that? Doesn't make sense. So it's Shani Yosin, the Ksiva Salamta, man. Right? So what's the answer?
Yeah.
So you're right. But that's what the Pasuk said, that here it does. Right? Then you're right. In general, you do say in Chachmei Tzuni, right? But here, the Pasuk is teaching you, apparently, that in a certain instance, you could do it. Right? You could do it. That apparently it's built in to the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda that you could be misalim in certain instances. Right? So therefore, you can't make a generic, I mean, it says something like that. It says you can't make a generic limud and say, you know, you can't apply this like you apply a normal question. Is Kavod HaBriah Docha or not? Because here it's like a limud. It's an open pasuk. It tells you that it is. So it's an open pasuk which tells you that even though the normal rule would be Kavod HaBriah isn't Docha, but here the Torah builds into HaShavas HaVeda that a Zakim Ve'enoch Lichvodo doesn't have to do it. Right? I mean, it's still a question. I mean, but yeah, but still. But I guess it's not a violation. Question is, Kavod HaBriah is docha halacha, but here there is no halacha, because the Torah set up a Shavuos Aveda, there's no halacha of Shavuos Aveda, and it's a second Chodah. So it's not like he's right. Violating an Issa for Kavod HaBriah, so it means that there is no Issa, because that's exactly what the Pasuk can just formulate the halacha of Shavuos Aveda however it wants. So it's formulated Shavuos Aveda, there's no chiyuv of Shavuos Aveda in this case, so therefore it's not relevant to our case. Right? Our case is talking about where there is an Issa. The question is, could you violate the Issa because of Kavod HaBriah? So the Gemara asks a funny thing then. It says, V'ligmar mina.
Isn't that the opposite of the answer?
Yeah, it was only V'ligmar mina. Learn out from there, but...
You can't.
Yeah, but in HaShavas Aveda, the Pasuk openly said that you don't have HaShavas Aveda by Zagman Chivoda. But now what are you going to say? So now when it comes to Kalayim, you're allowed to wear your Kalayim because of... But it didn't say that. The Pasuk didn't say, you know, what would be the limud exactly?
Can you make like a binyan out?
Yeah, maybe it's saying like you make some sort of binyanav. I mean, because the Torah, they're both cases, and you see that here the Torah built it in, so to here. I mean, it's one of the Yilomidas. Digma mina in the Yilomidas. Right? Okay, that's probably what it means. So what does it answer? It says, no. The mona we saw, Yisur mona lefina. Can't learn that Yisur from mamon. Right? Mamon is kalmish. Mamon kalm Yisur. So just because when it comes to mamonis, the Torah allows for this kind of a thing. Kavod HaBriah could be docha mamonis. Shavuos Aveda doesn't mean when it comes to Kalayim, which is Yisura, it's going to lapse. So David asked, right? He said, well, yeah, but isn't Shavuos Aveda also Isser? I mean, what does that mean? Because since when is Shavuos Aveda less of a mitzvah, or less of a chiyuv, less important than Kalayim, for instance? What do you mean it's kal? But it's not just mamonis, it's not just like I owe a guy $50, it's a halacha, it's a mitzvah, say, Shavuos Aveda. So what do you mean it's kal? Why is it kal? What does that even mean? Right? That's your question, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's true there is a category. They're saying there's a difference in Momenus and Isser, but I mean, they're not the one that's like Kal. What do you mean it's Kal? Why is it more Kal? It's funny, right? Yeah, so that has to be explained, right? Okay, that has to be explained. That has to be explained. Okay, so next one, Tashma. Ula Achosa. Right? Ula Achosa. Or the Inal Abim Atame La Achosa, right? So I'm at the Kohen Abim Atame. So Matam Al Amaro. Nazir. A Nazir is not Atame, yeah? Okay. Nazir. So Matam Al Amaro Yishal Yahol Eich Lishkot As Pesach Vala Mos Benova Shem Hashem Eis Lameis Yahol Yachzari Atame. So I might say that if you're going to Shechti Pesach, or you're going to do Mila for your son, and you hear about a mace, I might say you could be metame. Amrat lo yitama. You should not be metame. Right, Rashi. Shemesh makes me crow up. Yachol tame. Oh, that's a whole tama. So you shouldn't be metame if you're going for a mila or pesach. You're not metame because you're involved in, like Rashi says, you're involved in doing your these mitzvos, which are mitzvos that have kare. So say you're not metame for them. Right? You're not bringing the tamei for them. So it says, so yachol k'shem shem tamei lehem kachem tamei l'meis mitzvah. Tamei l'omar v'lachosa achosu hudanei tamei l'tamei v'l'meis mitzvah. So you are metamei for meis mitzvah. Right? So even though you're involved in going for a Pesach or for Mila or Nazir, even though you're going to do Korban Pesach or you're going to do Mila, you see, you're still metamei l'meis mitzvah.
So
Meis Mitzvah, so apparently you're not allowed to be Metame, whatever instance it's talking about. You're allowed to be Metame for Meis Mitzvah. Right? So you're allowed to be Metame for Meis Mitzvah. What's Meis Mitzvah? Yeah, it's an Meis, which is an abandoned Meis which doesn't have anyone to bury it. So it's a Chiyav, it's a Halacha, it's a Mitzvah. You Chayav, it's a Meis Mitzvah, it's a Mitzvah. A person's Mitzvah to bury a Meis, Shein Lo Kovar. Right? And that's Kovar Abrios. Right? But. And the same with that, so that's docha, whatever these yisurim are. Okay, even though whatever you're chayav to do carbon pasach, you're chayav to do milah, and it's going to prevent you from it. But it's saying that because of this institution, it means mitzvah, which is covered in brios, you're allowed to violate. Right? So Gemara says, Amai, le mechok intunei, so why not say, how could that be? Right? Why is it, why don't you say that covered in brios shouldn't be docha, these yisurim? That's the only question. This is a funny one. Because Kavod Abri is talking about like a guy's going to be naked. Okay? There's no Isser to be naked. I mean, there's no halacha of that. It's just saying it lacks in Kavod Abri. So the question is, if you have something which lacks in Kavod Abri up against the mitzvah, what's going to happen? Right? But Meis Mitzvah is a mitzvah. It's not just, I mean, it's true, maybe based on it has something to do with Kavod Abri. It's based on Rashi says it's Kavod Abri. It's Kavod Abri. But that's now you're dealing with a real halachic, a clash of halachic institutions, a clash between Meis Mitzvah, which is a mitzvah, and let's say whatever it is, Korban Pesach or Shechita or Nazir, whatever the case is. But what does that have anything to do with our question? I mean, this is a real question of Dechiyah when you're dealing with two different mitzvahs, which one's going to win out? So, what do you mean? So this isn't a question. So it even answers, Shani Yosin, Nuchsib Alachosin, no, because it's a lima. Right? It's a lima that this is different. But I mean, this is different. This would seem to have nothing to do with our discussion. Because our discussion is specifically where there is no halachic isser. There's no isser to be naked. It's just not in line with the idea of Kavod Abrios. So does the non-line Kavod Abrios allow you to push aside a mitzvah? But the fact that the Torah, that Meis Mitzvah, which is a halachic institution, is a mitzvah, it's really a mitzvah, that's docha. That's docha these other surahs, but that's a different discussion. That would seem to be part of the principle. I say docha, also say all kinds of halachic principles of dechiyah. But kavod abrios is where it's only kavod abrios, not where it's a mitzvah which relates to kavod abrios. I mean, it would seem to be a different discussion, right? I mean, that's the question. That's why I came to this part. I mean, that's a difficult problem. Right? Big problem. It seems like Gemara in Brachos there really is no such thing as docha. It's not docha anything, basically. Kavod Abrios is not docha anything. It would seem from the Gemara in Brachos, but it's just the halacha. The Rabbanon never set up their Isurim in the face of Kavod Abrios. But then, what does it mean? So not only is it called the Kavod Abrios, it's docha Osteh Shavtor, it's not even docha the Rabbanon's, really, if you want to look at it technically.
Right.
It sounds like, the whole statement doesn't, even the Rabbanon doesn't really add up. What do you mean docha? We know docha. Docha means it pushes it off. It's not docha. It's just the Rabbanu never made their thing in the face of a couple of brios. So what is that? Just so fine. So it shows that it's important, I guess, the Rabbanu, you know. But it just sounds like that statement is like a complete exaggeration, which doesn't have any sense, any meaning to it. Right? I mean, that's a problem.
Why?
I mean, it's funny. I mean, you tell me the Rabbanan like never got asked in cases of Kavod Rios. But so you're saying every the Rabbanan, like the category is such that it allows for like a loophole in the case of Kavod Rios. Like it's asked to do a muktzah unless it's Kavod Rios. So I mean, where in the categories of muktzah does it have anything to cut? Like, it just seems to think it has to fit into categories. You can't just say the law applies except for in case A, B, C, D. You know, I mean, it has to be. It would seem to be funny that you can tell me in every part of every Tzod Rabbanan is saying that, oh, it's, unless it's covered a Rios, and somehow that's formulated into the structure of the Rabbanans. You know what I mean? Yeah, it wasn't made Achlu Liyakur, Lil Yagrahu, that they're Mochel Erkavah. It's not the Mochel Erkavah. They're just saying that they're not Asuring and they face covered Rios. It's not, right? I mean, what does that mean? According to that also, it doesn't mean they're Mochel Erkavah, they're not Mochel Erkavah. They're just not, they're not Gozer in that case. Doesn't apply there. Okay, so maybe we could say like this. See, let's say for instance the original. Let's say like the Gemara, the starting point of the Gemara in Brachos, right? It says right, if a guy is motzei klayim b'bigdo poshed on a field of a shuk, so you chayev to take off your clothing in the street, right? So it's my time. Why, right? Remember we raised that question? Why you chayiv to? That's right. And it says, oh, because in Eitzav Ein Tefunah, right? But we ask, what do you mean, why you chayiv? Of course you chayiv to. It's an Isser of Kalayim, and it's also the word Kalayim. So you say, because I don't want to look, you know. Why, apparently, we said it seems to be the premise of that question, my time was that really, it's you should not have to take it off. And you have to bring me a pasuk of Mishlei to show me why it is that you have to keep the halacha of Kalayim. I mean, that sounds funny, right? See, but maybe really, if you really get down to it, Gadol Kavod HaBrios Shadach Alas Hashem Torah, that Kavod HaBrios is Gadol. See, why is it though? I mean, why? Let's say you forgot about the fact that it's not true. But why should it be that the Kavod HaBrios Shadach Alas Hashem Torah? Let's pretend like it really was actually true, like it says it, right? I mean, there's a Havmina like that, right? So why should it be that way? But it could be because it makes good sense, because Kavod HaBrios is, so to speak, in a sense, more significant than Olas Hashem Torah. See, because Olas Hashem Torah is a particular halachic institution. But Kavod HaBrios is like a theme which upon which the halachic system is based. I mean, it has halachic value, right? But it's like we showed, it's related to Kavod Shemayim. So Kavod HaBrios isn't just a particular Surah Halacha, but it's a whole institution upon which a theme in the Torah upon which many halachas are based, right? So it's saying, so you could argue, and this is what they thought at first, is that Gadol Kavod HaBrios Shadach Alas Hashem Torah. Kalayim? Okay, Kalayim is a technical lesser. It's one technical lesser, one of 613. Kavod HaBrios is a Gadol. It's really Docha, should be Docha, even a Losasai, right? Now, right? That's what you would have said, Amin. And that makes sense. You could argue that. It's a good argument. Okay? So now the question, but apparently it's not true. It's not really Docha. It's only a low sasser. You know what I mean? Or so why is that not true? That's what Gemara is asking. My time. That's what Gemara Brach is asking. My time. Well, why is it that you have to rip off your clothing in the middle of the street? I mean, after all, you're faced here with the whole theme of Kavod HaBrios, which is the theme in the Torah, versus a technical lesser of Kalayim. So why, my time, why in fact do you have to rip off your clothing, right? So what does it say? So it could mean like this, is that you're right. Technically, it should be dochet. In terms of the principles of dechia, you have a major theme in the Torah versus the technical list, so it really should be dochet. There's one problem. Problem is that which means that you're telling me Kavod HaBrios is going to be Docha and Eser. But Kavod HaBrios reflects Kavod HaAdam, right? But any Iser is a reflection of Kavod Shemayim, right? So, to allow such a dechia, so to speak, would imply like a philosophical absurdity. Okay, it just can't be. That's what the pasuk says. You can't talk about kavod ha'adam and kavod ha'brios in the face of kavod shemayim. So even though in terms of dechia, right, in terms of the principles of dechia, it really should be docha. Kavod is a theme, and it really is greater than a particular mitzvah. But to do so and to allow for such a thing to take place, it would be an impossibility. It would contradict the whole yisod of everything, which is manifest in the pasuk of Yinetzvin Tzvil Negar Hashem. Because you're saying that the Kavod HaBrios is going to be above, is going to knock off Kavod Shemayim. That can't be. The Kavod HaBrios is Kavod HaBrios because Adam reflects Kavod Shemayim. But not directly. I mean, primarily it's an institution of Kavod Adam, but it's because it reflects Shemayim. But the mitzvah is directly Kavod Shemayim. I mean, so you can't. So it's true that would imply to say Kavod Adam would be Kavod Shemayim would imply that Adam is an independent institution more significant than Shemayim. But since Adam is only to bring you to Shemayim, it would imply a contradiction to say that Adam would be Kavod Abrius would be Kavod Shemayim. So therefore, it can't be. It just can't do it. So, but not because it lacks as a docha. You know what I mean? It is strong enough to be a docha, and that's why it means it's called Kolbrisha Docha L'Sesha B'Torah. In theory, it really should be Docha L'Sesha B'Torah, but it can't be because saying it's into an Egan Hashem. So you'll ask me, you'll say, so what, is it just a theoretical statement that Kolbrisha in theory should be docha L'Sesha B'Torah, but it can't practically? So then of what value does that statement really have? If you tell me it doesn't really mean anything practically, I mean, so just theoretics of dechia, like if it could have been, but it can't be. So what is it? So what value does the statement have? See, but it could be that. So the Targum Rav Bar Shavala Kamedor of Kahana was Belav de Lo Sasor. In Lo Sasor, that could express itself. Okay, that's the one Lo Sasor Torah where it could express itself. Why? See, because in Lo Sasor, what the Torah is doing, and I think this is what Moshe was trying to say, so Lo Sasor, the Torah is saying, is like it's setting up the Rabbanon as an authority. It's setting up the Rabbanon as an authority. And so to speak, like you said, let's say I violated Muktzah. So I'm not, I can't violate Muktzah, it's Menat Torah, so, right? I mean, it ties into the Menat Torah. So what's the Isra Menat Torah? Am I over the Isra Muktzah? There's no Isra Muktzah Menat Torah. What am I over? I'm over this. I'm violating the authority of the Rabbanan. That's the Issa. Right? That's the Issa Deraisa. In substance, in particular, it's not a substance Minatora. I mean, it's substance of the Rabbanan. I think that might have been the answer. Why? Because it's the Ram Lekula. Because in substance, the institution is the institution of the Rabbanan. But I am Muzhar on it because I have to follow the authority of the Rabbanan, and since the Rabbanan said it, Minatora, I'm mechuyev to follow. So Lo Sasor, so the particular mitzvah isn't a mitzvah Minatora. Muktzah isn't a mitzvah, isn't an institution Minatora, but the Minatora is following the authority of the Chacham. So if I were to violate the Rabbanan, so who would it be a lack in the cover to? I mean, most directly, it would really be lacking kavod chacham. I mean, sure, God gave them their authority. I mean, but in specific, it would be, it doesn't reflect, because the Torah set up an intermediary, so to speak. Like, if you violate shatnez, it's lacking kavod shemayim. If you violate muktzah, it's a lacking kavod chachamim, which in turn is because the chacham only are anything because the Torah set them up. But it's not directly a lacking, you know, it's not directly a lacking kavod shemayim. So since the Torah set up this intermediary, namely of the Chachamim, and they're the ones who are the ones who set up Gezeros and Gedarim and whatever it is, so therefore it lends itself to be Docha. I mean, as you could be Docha the Darabanan because of Kavod HaBrios, and that's why I think it says the Darabanan are Mochel, they're Kavod. It's showing you that it's totally in the Kavod Chachamim. It's a kavod of, since the whole violation would be a lack in the kavod of the chachamim, which the Torah gave them the right to be mochel or not to be mochel. So saying that it wouldn't be a contradiction for kavod of brios to be docha a Durabanan, because the Durabanan doesn't reflect Kvod Shemayim directly, but it relates to Kvod Shemayim. It could cover the Chacham, and the Chachamim were Mokhla their Kavod and allowed such a thing. So therefore, when it comes to Lo Sasser, is a case where you have an Isser which is rooted in a Deoraisa, but the Dechia doesn't run into this absurd conclusion of saying against the Ein Chachma into an Eidot Zeneged Hashem, because this Deoraisa, it doesn't go directly to the Deoraisa, but it goes through the vehicle of the Derabam. And Kavod HaBrios could be Matir, could take precedence over the Kavod HaChacham. I mean, it sounds from Rashi that the Derabam could have not allowed that. They could have prevented it also, because Torah gave them the authority. So If they wanted to hold up, and apparently they could have, but it's saying they didn't. They were muffled their covenant, and they allowed the dechia. Because if they did hold up on their authority, then to go against it would be lacking kvod shemayim. Like for instance, if it's saying like we're saying really, kavod rabbi should be dechia klaim. Okay, well, but why can't it be Docha Kalayim? Because if it would be Docha Kalayim, then you'd be saying Kavod HaBrios is Docha Kavod Shemayim. That can't be. So even though in terms of a Docha, it should have the force to be Docha, because it's a theme, and the other thing, just a particular thing, it really should be Docha. Okay, because there's that can't because of the conclusion, which is impossible. Okay, but now let's play that out when it comes to Mutzah. So now you're up against Kavod HaBrios against Mutzah. Right, like the case, a guy wants to use it for going to the bathroom, for wiping. So it's saying you're up against Kavod HaBrios versus Mukta. So now you're saying that Kavod HaBrios is the theme and it should be Docha. Right? Like it should be Docha Deoraisa. So it should be Docha anything. Because it's the theme, it should be Docha Deoraisa. Now the question, so therefore it should be Docha. Now the question is, so what's the conclusion the person's going to come to? So now, who's causing, now the Kavod HaBrios reflects Kavod HaBrios. Now, violating Mukta reflects a lacking Kavod Chachamim. Right. Because Lo Sasor, the nature of the Deoraisa of Lo Sasor is that it gives kavod to the Chachamim. So therefore, in the particular Dechia, it points to the Chachamim. And now the question is that okay? Well, the Chachamim, see if the Chachamim said we are steadfast in everything, then by saying that the Kavod is over that, then you'd be allowed, that would be lacking for Shemayim, because that's the Chachamar have the power because of the Shemayim. But since the Chachamim were Mocha, they're Kavod, so therefore it won't be a lack in the Kavod, it won't be a lack in Kavod Shemayim now. So now it's just you have the Kavod Abrius will be Docha, the Kavod Chachamim, because they allow for it. So there's no problem. So the Dechia could, it's the only situation where you could have the Dechia could take place, and it's not going to run into the problem of the implying Kavod Abrius is more important than Kavod Shemayim. Where you have a deoraisa, which gives another party the bad ability, as an authority. Yeah, exactly. So now the conflict, the clash, won't express itself insofar as won't bring you into the ballpark of Kvod Shemayim directly. So therefore, the Tchia will be able to express itself. So it's not just a theoretical fact that in theory it does express itself when it comes to Lo Sasor. So when it says that he explained it by Lo Sasor, it's not that it only means by Lo Sasor. The concept really should be true by all Deoraisas. It just can't be because of Ein Eitzem into an Olegan Hashem. But the concept is really true always. But the only time it could express itself and get around the problem of Ein Eitzem into an Olegan Hashem is, as Rav Barshma explains it, is by the law of Lo Sasor. Now, it could be that they answer some of the other questions. Like, let's say that last question, my Meis Mitzvah, right? That last question, my Meis Mitzvah, which says that Meis Mitzvah is going to be Docha some Esser, right? So it says, why could Meis Mitzvah be Docha? The Esser, what's in Allah? They have to bring Karm Pesach or something like that. So why don't he say Neitzah Yitzah Yitzah Hashem? So we ask, we say, what do you mean? But Meis Mitzvah is a real halacha. Of course it could be Docha. That's a different discussion. See, that's a question of Dechia, real halachic Dechia. See, but that's if you learn the problem of Kavod HaBrios, that it really can't be Docha. But we're saying really Kavod HaBrios could be Docha of Deoraisa. And the same way Meis Mitzvah could be Docha. The only problem is that if the Dechia can't take place if it's going to lead to this philosophical absurdity. But won't say that allowing Meis Mitzvah to be Docha Korban Pesach or something like that also lead to that conclusion? Because the mitzvah, Beis Mitzvah is a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah which is based on Kavod Abrios. That's the nature of the mitzvah. Maybe the mitzvah is give Kavod to the Meis. So wouldn't allowing that mitzvah to be docha a real like Isser or a real halacha of a Bris Milah or of Korban Pesach, wouldn't that lead to the same false conclusion of what about Einetz Meitzvah and Eget Hashem?
No, I don't understand that.
No, because you're saying you have a clash here between two mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Kavod HaMeis, Meis Mitzvah, which is it's essentially an institution whose definition is Kavod HaMeis, Kavod HaBrios. It's not, you can't say it's a mitzvah to do a Meis Mitzvah. I mean, to define the nature of the mitzvah. The nature of the mitzvah is a formalization of Kavod HaBrios, of Kavod HaMeis. It's not just like some philosophical perfection because it gets you Karov Lashem.
There's a difference between here and...
Still in all, the halacha of Meis Mitzvah is that I have to treat Adam with certain dignity. I can't just leave him there in the field. I have to bury him. But now the question is am I going to have to? It's true, halacha makes it into a mitzvah. But the point is that's the nature of the mitzvah, is that I have to treat a person with dignity. I have to do it because halacha tells me. But that's what halacha is telling me to do. Now you have a conflict between treating a person with certain dignity, which halacha says I should do, versus kavod shmayim, treating God with dignity, so to speak, to do milah, to do korban pesach, to do something which was an intrinsic relationship with God. So now you're going to tell me I'm going to give kavod to Adam over a mitzvah which is directly ben Adam al makom. So they're saying how could that be? It's true. It's in terms of it's a mitzvah, but in terms of kavod habrios is also an important. It's a theme. It's not. I'm not saying kavod habrios isn't a halacha. Kavod habrios is a halacha. It's a theme, and it would be docha everything. So you see, it has the force of it does have the force of a docha. But the thing is, I can't do it if that's going to be the conclusion which is going to be reached, and that's going to be the conclusion that's going to be reached. That a person is putting aside his avodas Hashem for the sake of protecting kavod Adam. So it's true. Kavod Adam isn't optional. It's because of kavod habrios, but. Of course, everything relates back to God, but directly it's an action of Kavod Adam versus an action of Shemayim. So it's saying, so you see, the Torah allows for such a thing. So the fact that one's a mitzvah, one isn't, doesn't make a difference because the problem isn't that the reason why Kavod Abrius isn't docha deoraisa isn't because it's not strong enough or because it's not a mitzvah. It's because of the conclusion which it would lead one to. But this also would lead to that conclusion. So you see, apparently it's saying that that's not a problem. But the answer is no, it's exerzikasa. That's a good question what the answer is exactly. I mean, how the exerzikasa is the answer. But so it's saying it's not that it's docha, it's that whatever, the mitzvah incorporates that into it. It's a monomisur lefin. See, mamon, there's a difference between a mitzvah like shatnez, which is a mitzvah ben azam amakom, and a mitzvah where there's a certain interpersonal relations, which the Torah mandates. So the Torah is mandating and Mamona means it's Mamona. I mean, essentially it's an institution of Chavero type. It's a Mamonist type of an institution. But, of course, Allah steps in and mandates it. But it's not the same, if a person violates that, it's not the same lack in Kvod Shemayim as if a person violates something which is intrinsically Isura. Isura is directly related to Kvod Shemayim. Mamon is... It's an institution made Adam Lachavero. It's like, so to speak, a crime against him, which God mandates, and it's given a structure. But it, insofar as Kvod Shemayim, it's not the same type of an institution. It's a step removed from the from Kvod Shemayim. Question in Eitz of Ein Tuna, because you could. It's not so simple. This is the halacha. You could say, look, it's a docha. A person may think Ein Eitz of Ein Tuna contradicts that philosophy, but that's a halacha dechia. Could ignore that fact. I mean, halachically it's docha, but that's the halacha which is that's the halacha which the Gemara is bringing out. That whose statement was it? That's what Rabbi Yehuda Rav's halacha was. What Rabbi Yehuda Rav's halacha was is that you can't have a dechia even if the rules of dechia should allow for it. You can't have a dechia which is going to contradict, which is going to seem to contradict the Einetz V'Ein Tuna and Einetz V'Ein Tuna Hashem. So, but the Gemara says Meisvei, right? Yes, how can you question that? But no, because you could say, look, halacha is halacha. That's not philosophy. It's not a problem. But that's what it's saying, is that that is. That apparently you can't have such a thing. That's a good point. It's just because of Shalos Aveda, if you have a Zakan in the Kvodo, so he's allowed not do Shalos Aveda, right? Because of Kavod. It's Kavod. He's a Zakan. It's Kavod, you know? So Gemara says, yeah, but what about Kvod Shemayim? So you want to tell me Kavod HaBrios is going to be Docha, this or the Halacha of Shavuos Aveda. So that would be fine, if you want to tell me that. But the problem is, or if you want to tell me that he, because of his Kavod, you don't have to do it. But yeah, but what about, doesn't this imply that Kavod HaAdam, Kavod of the Zakin, is greater than Kavod Shemayim? So the answer is no, because the Pasuk says so, Bishamtanayim. So he says, yeah, but isn't that the same as Hawat? How does that help? But I think it means is because the Torah's, the institution of Hashem's Aveda could incorporate it, that it doesn't apply in such a case. See that? See, we're talking about where the institution, you see, when it's Docha, it's different than when the Torah sets it up that way. The Torah could set up Hashem's Aveda, that it doesn't apply. There's lucky, luckily for those. That's not, I'm not saying one's more important, but that's not Kavod Shemayim. The nature of the Kavod Shemayim is that Hashavas Aveda is built into Hashavas Aveda. It doesn't apply to that kind of a situation. I'm sure if you define Hashavas Aveda, you'll see how it could work into the categories of Hashavas Aveda. The Torah could do that. But when the Torah didn't have such a thing built into it, so now the only way you could say Kavod HaBrios is going to allow it is to say it's going to push it aside. But pushing aside implies a priority. I mean, even though pushing aside is a halachic thing, but there is an implication of significance. And that's what I'm saying. You can't dechia implies, that's the point. Dechia implies a significance. And if it's implying a significance, I cover a brief, so I quote Shemayim. That can't be. That's a violation of 8-7.
What's the question? Like,
Rashi says that openly. But Sheva HaShani says, when the Torah made the Isser, it never made it in the case of Mez Mitzvah. So therefore, it's not that I'm violating it, it's just that there's no Isser there. So that's different. That's what I'm saying. You can't equate those two. That's what I'm saying. You can't equate the two. It doesn't mean the Torah can't formulate a whole institution that keeps in mind Kavod HaBrios. But then, when you do the Kavod HaBrios, you're not pushing aside. It's not the Chiyah. The Chiyah implies a precedence, priority. Prioritization.